Kedu's brothers, Vayafshitu es Yosef es kutontoi es kesones hapasimah sholav. He came to his brothers, and what did they do? They stripped him. They stripped him naked, Chazal said. He wasn't wearing anything, not nothing. They took off his kutontoi, his cloak, es kesones hapasimah sholav. This is the repetition over here. What does Rashi say? Rashi says in this pasuk, es kutonto zecholuk. What is the choluk? The choluk is the undergarment. Es kesones hapasim hu hoshechosif le'aviv yoitzer alechav. Now, isn't the order the other way around? What do you take off first? First you take off the outer garment, and then you take off the inner garment. So shouldn't the pasuk say that vayafshitu es kesoines hapasim asher alav, and then es kutonto? The kutonto is the undergarments. How do you take off the undergarments before you take off the outer garments? I don't have an answer. It's very strange. So it says they took off the kutonto, that's the undergarments, and then it says es kesoines hapasim asher alav, which is the outer garments. Haloi davar. Also, what in the world is Yosef wearing the kesoines pasim when he's going to visit them? His father sends him on a mission. When you go put on your Shabbos clothing, your father sends you on a mission to go to Shechem. It's a far, very far away place to go out, to go see what your brothers are doing. When you go to Avenue J, you wear the big day Shemaina. You wear the Shabbos clothing to go to the... What's going on? It's Mama Shapella. He's wearing over here his kapata.
Do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer. You have an answer?
He walks on the way. He wanted to look kosher. He wore his jacket. But he came close to his brothers. He took it off.
Even the Rebbe.
And he carried it.
Even the Rebbe so don't wear the stribal on Shabbos. Oh, I'm doing the week. They only wear the stribal on Shabbos.
When the brothers saw him, they grabbed him. They tore off his undershirt. And then they took away his jacket. It says they took off his jacket or took away his jacket.
The order it says vayafshitu, they stripped him bare. They
vayafshitu means they took off his undershirt.
Right.
And what does it say about his jacket?
Es kisoines hapasim asher alav. It says both. It says both. It says vayafshitu. The word vayafshitu
yeah,
is
so
going on both.
They had to take off of his skin, the undershirt, but the jacket they only had to take from his hands.
All right. We need to see the video. I think it would be very helpful if you would go there, you would track down Shechem, all the video cameras, and have them, you know, some footage, video footage of exactly what happened for clarity. Could you imagine if we had video of what happened? Could you imagine if it would be unbelievable. And one thing for sure, it would be totally not what we expected. The way they would look and dress, we would be in total bewilderment. It's certainly not what we, and that's probably by design. Hashem did not want us to see what it really looked like. We couldn't handle it. We couldn't handle the way things looked. What other Marishon looked like? All right, let's see the Targum. Targum says Vahavan was kad al Yosef. Okay, Vahi kasher bo Yosef elachav. Vahavan was kad when. Al Yosef levasachui. When Yosef entered, kasher bo. Al means bo. Kad means when. Vahave it was. Kasher is kad. Al means bo. Yosef levas means el. Achui to his brothers. Ve ashlochu yos Yosef. Ashlochu means they stripped. They sent away the clothing. Yos Yosef. They strip Yosef, Ashlochu means they took off his clothing. Yos Yosef. Yos, what did they take off? Yos, kitune, his undergarments. Yos, kituno, the cloak. The fase of pasim, the kesoines pasim, the special garment. De di alohi. All right, good. Next pasuk. Vayikochuhu, vayikochuhu. Okay, you have two. Pashto, it's a good drop. It could be dramatic. Vayikochu, vayashlichu oisoi haboira. They threw him into the pit. Vahaborek ein boimon, the famous pasuk. They took him into the pit. The boar was empty. There was no water. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Vahaborek mamayim. Mimashma shenema, Vahaborek. The boar is empty. Eini yodea shen boimayim. El matam lama ein boimayim. Mayim ein, by the way, there was no mayim. There were snakes and scorpions. And it was a miracle that he survived. And that's why Yosef, when they came back, they passed this place later on, he went to this makam and made a bracha. The snakes and scorpions did not bite him. Okay, there's a lot of Torah on this. The Torah on this is, can a person die prematurely before his time in the hands of an animal and in the hands of a human being? So many of the Farshim wrote a whole very good article from Shlomi Mitzion. He says that the consensus pretty much is that a person can die before his destined time in the hands of a human being. Because a human being has Bechir Chavshus, it could happen that a person can put himself in danger and can die before his time that's meant to be. A person goes to war. A person who came into this world, it was Bashert, he shall live till the age of 100. And he puts himself, goes to war, he goes into war. Whether he's forced to go into war, not forced to go into war, and he gets killed. That was not meant to happen. There was another human being that took his life prematurely. Took away his life prematurely because Hashem gave power in the hands of a human being, Bechir Chavshes, to do what is against Hashem's will. And if a person was meant to live, 100 years, and he goes to war and someone kills him, that person who killed him did something that he had the power to do something that was not meant to happen. And the person who did that only has himself to blame. I mean, not necessarily. He's sent to the front lines. What are you going to do? But what about an animal? Person is walking in the forest. You have nothing better to do. And you come across an animal. So the animal kills him. The animal devours him. So some of the big Bali Machshavas say that if the animal devours him, that's what was meant to happen. It was meant for the person to live exactly this amount of time, and the animal, because the animal cannot change what was meant to be. The person was meant to live 100 years, and he comes face to face with a lion, a tiger, a bear, a vicious animal. If it's not meant, it's not his time, the animal will do nothing to him. And if the animal devours him, we have to have emunah. It was meant to be that he would die at the age of 25. It was meant to be. Because an animal does not have free will. An animal is just, you know, a kulataiva, does whatever he wants. And if Hashem brings him to a place where an animal eats him up, that was meant to be. An animal does not have free will. It's a very interesting concept. It's very controversial. It appears the Gra disagrees. The Gra holds that even an animal. No. I think the other way around. I don't remember what the Gra says anymore. Maybe the Gra says even by human being. I think even by human being, the Gra says that it's meant to be also. How do they reconcile what the Gra says with the idea of Bechir Chavshes? I do not know. But this is most of the places can differentiate between an animal and a person. So when Yosef fell into the bar, they were Nechashim Yakrovim. Why didn't they kill him? The Nechashim Yakrovim. Teretz is, it's not my time yet. It's not my time to go. Therefore, an animal does not have power to take my life before it's my time. However, even those Mefarshim say that even though a person, nothing's going to happen, but if you incite them, if you go over to a lion and start up with it, and the lion eats you up, then the person died before his time. Because if you're a goyer boy, you go and you incite them, you did it to yourself. Therefore, they explain here in this case that it was a miracle, because when Yosef was thrown into the pit, he landed on their head. He landed on them. He was thrown into a very 20 feet. It's a pillar that he didn't break his bones. I mean, I don't understand. 20 feet. It says that the Chazal said that the pit was very deep. The pit was very deep when they threw him into the pit. They should have broke his bones, falling so far down. It was 20, a pit that's 20, a pit, the pit is 20, was 20 amas. 20 amas, that's what Chazal say, is about 30 feet. How do you survive? Impossible. How do you survive if someone throws you into a pit that's 30 feet deep? You break your bones. So when he landed in the pit, he landed on top of snakes and scorpions, and that would be an instigation. And that would automatically result in the snakes and scorpions biting him and killing him, poisoning him. And the fact that they did not do so is a miracle. Because even if you hold that an animal does not have the chiyuv chafshus, so it cannot happen, but if you instigate the animals, then they can happen. Alright, that's all Shmuz himself. We have famous Rashi, what the Targum say. Targum says, Vinosvuhi, they took him. Urimoyo say they threw him, Liguba, into a pit. The Guba, the pit, Reiko, was empty. Less Bay Maya, there was no water. Next pasuk. Vayeshu Lecho Lechem. Now this was the sin. This was the sin. What was the sin? Was the sin really selling Yosef Luchar or not? They had very good reason to sell. A lot of most of this talk about this. That they had good reason to sell him. They didn't like him. No. You know, I had a whole thing over here. Last week, a boy in Lakewood stabbed another boy. Did you hear about this? Last week, a boy in Lakewood in Yeshiva picked up a knife and stabbed his fellow boy. I don't know exactly. I have no idea what happened. No clue where he stabbed him.
About Yeshiva.
What?
What Yeshiva?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know is there was I have no idea what happened. It's a very scary thing for a boy to take a knife and shove it into another boy's chest. Is that what happened? That's what it seems. To take it and
did he kill him or no?
No, a miracle. A miracle. The boy, the other boy is in the hospital, and the boy that did it is in jail. I don't know, I assume he's in jail. Now, if the case is the guy's a mental, the guy's on drug, whatever, you know, I have no idea what happened. I don't know the Aleph Beis what happened. So it's not really fair to say. So I said to someone, I have no idea what happened. And I said, what do you think about this? So I said, you know, when I was a kid in Yeshiva, there were a lot of deadly fights also. And I said, you know, Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara, Klal Yisrael has really, the population growth has exploded. And in high school, I don't know if you ever see high school boys, if you remember, high school boys are high school boys. And things happen.
There are no high school boys in Lakewood. They all said learn. There's no
what are you talking about? What are you talking about? High school boys, there are high schools in Lakewood. What do they sit and learn? No one sits and learns in high school. They sit in classes. They have the high school is high school. Whatever they do, there's a high school environment, whatever it is. So I said, listen, I don't know. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Can you imagine a boy takes a knife and stabs another boy in the chest, wants to kill him in the heart? Gewalt! Gewalt!
How do you know he took it out?
I don't know. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea. Let's assume the worst. I have no idea what happened. Maybe you'll Google, you'll find all the gory details. I have no idea what happened. If the boy is on medication, and the boy is Rahman al-Islam, you know, the whole story doesn't even start. Don't even talk about it, because Rahman al-Islam, there are terrible people, terrible tsaras out there. But let's say this is a boy, let's say, assume the worst. I said, you know, when I was in high school, these things happened also. These things happened also when I was in high school. So I say, you know, the miracle is that you only heard about one story in the last 10 years. I said, the population, Baruch Hashem now, is explosive. So in the public schools, this happens every single day. Happens every single day. You only hear one story like this in 10 years? Not bad. I'm not saying it's a murder. I'm not saying it's good. So this person was a very smart person. He was very angry at me. And he said he totally disagrees with me. Even one story in 10 years is unacceptable. It's unacceptable for someone to take out a knife and stab another person. Unacceptable. This is a red flag, and this has to be dealt with.
I don't know, where did you see it? You saw it?
I saw nothing. I overheard it. You Google it. You'll find it all over the place, I'm sure.
You're not finding anything.
No? I have no idea.
Hmm?
Maybe it's not newsworthy, because maybe the boy was not mentally stable.
No, maybe it's just rumors.
No, I think it's true. I heard it already more than once. All right. Over here, they did a terrible thing. Look what they did. They took Yosef. They wanted to kill him. Okay, they wanted to kill him. So is that really the sin that they would suffer out of Yom HaZeh from? Yeah, why not? It's pretty bad. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty bad. But there's icing on the cake here. And that's this pasuk. Vayeshu lechol lechem. You just sold your brother. You just went, you threw him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. And you have the peace of mind to sit down and to eat bread. are you talking? You know, the halach is bezdin. When they kill someone, they're not allowed to eat. It's a tainus. A day that bezdin executes a person, they have to fast. I don't know all the details, but there's no question they have to fast on that day. You just sold your brother. You made a decision that he's a roidef. He's an existential. Oh, you found this one. Okay, now let's learn. You just sold your brother. You made a decision that he's an existential threat to the Jewish people. So you threw him into a pit. You want to kill him, and you just sit down and have lunch. It's that easy. Where's your conscience? Where's your frame of mind? This is the chet. The chet over here is, you want to make a decision that he is an existential threat to the Jewish people? Listen, you think you have your opinion, I have my opinion.
Recording in progress.
Oh, they come back.
Sorry.
He's back?
Sorry,
yes.
About that. I don't know. Internet went down. I switched over to my...
It happened in Mishmar. And they don't know who the other kid is. One kid was sad. They don't know, but they know it's not a bias attack.
All right. That's a terrible story in any event. I don't know what happened to my thing.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as the next story.
What's
2 hours ago.
What happened 2 hours ago?
7 years of sexual assault on child in Lakewood draws 15-year sentence.
All right, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Okay, this is not current events here. Let's go weiter. Okay, another time. Let's go weiter. I'm sorry for cutting off. Let's just go weiter. It's not important. Mayor, where are you there? I didn't put you on mute. I didn't do anything to you.
I'm here.
Okay. Vayikachu vayishuchu v'aborik emer mayim. So live over here. Now this is important. Over here we have to over here this pasuk. Vayikachu unesavu v'rumay yosel lugubav v'gubu reikav v'les v'mayim. Next pasuk. Vayishu lecho lecha mayisu enei vayar. They lift up their eyes and they saw v'inei orchas yishmeilim. There was a caravan of yishmeilim bo'o migilod. Ugim alehem noisim. Their camels were carrying nechois utzri v'loib. Three different types of herbs. Holchem going lohirid mitzroima, going down to Egypt. Now, what is over here in Rashi? It says in Rashi, Orchas means Kitargumo Shiras, a caravan. Okay, Al Shem Holche Oirach. The reason why it's called a caravan, Holche Oirach, and Orchas means they travel on the road. A caravan goes on the road. Ugim Alehem Noisim, their camels were carrying. Lama Pirsim Akosav Es Masim. Why does the pasuk Mefarsim their cargo? Lohudia Matan Schalin Shel Tzadikim Shein Hadarkon Shel Arviim. This is not the way. Loseis Ela Neft the Itron. Different types of fuels. Shereichon Ra Ulzen Niz Damnu V'Samim Shlo Yizoik Meireach Ra. He should not be injured by the odor, the bad odor. Now, this is a very chiddush b'chiddush in Rashi. Why would he be injured? Yizoik. Just because you smell something that's unpleasant and causes you damage? Maybe it does. Today, if a person is in an environment where there's some, maybe it does, I guess it does. Toxic fumes. the toxic fumes that come from neft the itran, and he should not be injured. The word yizik is a very strong word. It seems to indicate that if they would have been carrying neft the itran, Yosef would have been injured. He would have inhaled toxic fumes for a very long journey to Egypt. And who knows the consequences of inhaling these fumes. We go, you smoke, we know that it's not good for you. So who says going and absorbing the reich of these things, who knows how bad it would have been. Okay, next. Now, nechois, what is nechois called? Kinusei v'samim harbe kodi nechois, any collection of many spices called nechois. Nechim vayarim is called based nechoisa. This refers to Shalomo, and Shlomo showed, I think it was the woman king. What was her name? I forgot her name. What was the name?
Elena Malka.
No, not Elena Malka. There was a woman. He showed her something. What does it say there? Shlomo, I forgot, and he went and had even he lived.
Malka Shavah.
I think so. Right, Malka Shavah. Correct, Malcha Shava, he was enamored by her. I think Chazal said that I think even Rashi says he lived with her, and he had a child with her, named Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, Malcha Shava came to visit, and he showed her all of the treasures of the Jewish people. He took her into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He showed her the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was very, very scary. I have to go back to Chazal. He took her into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he lived with her. Not there, of course, I assume that. And they had a child, Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar later sent Titus, and Titus entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and lived with Zoyna in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's like almost like that's where it all started. Where did Nebuchadnezzar start? It started when Shlomo brought her into the Kodesh to show her, show and tell, Malcha Shiva. Okay, so here it says Vayarem Yishodra is called based Nechoisoi Mirkachas Besamov. It was a very great, it was a very expensive commodity. The Unkelis Tergim Loshon Shava wax. Okay, so we have a Machloikas in between Unkelis and Rashi. Unkelis and Rashi, Machloikas. See, Machloikas, what exactly is Nechois? Is it wax or is it fragrances? The uncle is taking Lashon Shava. Now, what is... Now, let's take a look over here. What's Suri? What is Suri? Saraf. Saraf means... It means a balsam, I think. Hanoitef me'atzei ha-kitav. A certain type of sap. Sap that drips from a tree called kitav. And this is the same saraf that is found by the son of ha-kitares. V'loit. V'os mein loit. It's a root. It's the root of a grass, and here it gives its name Sachtanida. Three things. There's a lot of depth in this. Three things. There is wax. There is the Simani Hakitores, and there is grass. I don't know the significance. If you're a good darshan, you'll be able to figure out what exactly is the significance of these. Rashi goes to town explaining exactly what these things are. What does the Targum say about this? Targum says that this is v'aschoru l'meichal. Okay, now v'aschoru l'meichal lachma. Now what does that word mean? So here we have the benefit of having the English. And the English over there is they reclined. V'yeshu, they sat down, they reclined. Lashon, go back to the Hebrew, like a haseba, on the night of Pesach. The aschoru, that's how it translates it, they reclined to eat bread. And what happened? Lachma uzakafu eino hon, they lifted up their eyes. Vachazon nesu v'ho shiras aro vo'e. Now that's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Yishme'elim. Are Yishmaelim the same as Aravoe? Arav? There's Arav, there is Ivri, and there is Arami. Arami, Aram, Arami, Aravi, and Ivri. There were three ancient cultures. The Ivrim, the Jews, the Ivrim, the Aravim, okay, and then there were the Aramoim, the Aram from Aram. Aram is a whole half of the world was Aram at that time. Aram, Arav, and Ivri. And they all obviously all have the same letters almost. Three ancient civilizations. Whoever said that Yishmael has anything to do with the Aravoe? When Rashi says that when Avraham did a bris milah, he did a bris milah on that day, and he did a bris milah to his son Yishmael. Yishmael was 13 years old. He wasn't married yet.
13 or 12?
13. They gave a bar mitzvah. They have a bris when they're 13. Supposedly, the Yishmaelim...
Not 12, not
no,
13.
13. 13.
Bushes.
Check it out.
Okay.
Google it. 13 years old, they have a bris. So Yishmael was 13 years old. He wasn't married. He wasn't the leader of a nation. The nation of Islam. Didn't exist. So when it says here, Yinedi was an Archas, it was a caravan of Yishmaelim. And what does Rashi say? What happened? But Avram lifted up his eyes, and what did he see? He saw coming to him was three men. Anoshim. They were the Malachim. Three Malachim. One to be Mavasa, that Sarah will have a child in a year. And one to heal Avraham. And the other was to go save Lot. To destroy Sodom. Three angels. But Avraham did not know they were angels. It's a Pella. Avraham had angels every single second in his house.
One was a sailor. One was an Arab, right?
No, Sarah doesn't say that. Rashi says in Medrash. Rashi says he thought they were Aravim that bow down to the dust of their feet. Aravim, he saw there were three Anoshim. He thought it's a Pella because Aravim, how can you fool him? Aravim saw Malachim every single day in his house. So Chazal said they were Malachim all over the place. And over here, yet Avraham Avinu, he doesn't even realize that he's dealing over here with angels. And the Avraham Avinu, he thought that they were Aravim. And he told them, please wash your feet. Don't come into my home until you clean your feet. Because he did not want to bring the dust of Avodah Zarah into his home. They bow down to the dust of their feet. He did not want to bring them. So Aravim have nothing to do with Yishmaelim. Nothing. Yishmael was 13 years old. He wasn't the leader of the nation of Islam at that time. So the Aravim are just them. They're nomads. They're idolaters. They're, I don't know what they are, but Avraham Avinu thought that they bow down to the dust of their feet. It has nothing to do with Yishmael. So this is a shocking unglas. And he translates the word in Orchas Yishmaelim as a Sheyoras or Aravoe Haloi Dovar. Where they come from Megillah, the gam lehoy their camels, te'inin are loaded with sha'af, wax. Not like Rashi, ukitaf, a spice that's used for the ketores. Uletoim. Letoim, we said letoim, I forgot already, was what? It was lotisa, v'losha mishnah, it's a grass, weed. Weed. Whatever it is, it was some type of
aloha vera. They were vapors.
Okay, they were vapors. They were carrying vaping stuff. Whatever, they had cigarettes. Okay, so we have over here three different items according to the Targum. Okay, the three different items in the Targum, and let's go further. The Targum, ulatom also they're going la achosa limitzroyim to descend to Egypt. By the way, whenever it talks about Egypt, it's always called descend. Is it true that now we know on the map, when we look at the map, we put Eretz Yisrael in the, I mean, it's a funny map because the maps that we use today are really our American maps where we put Lebanon on top, the north on top, and the south is Egypt. Who says that's the map? Maybe the map should be where we put Mizrach should be on top, and the west should be on the bottom. I don't know, but we whatever the reason is, why don't you put east on the left side and west on the right side? Whatever it is, what does it mean to descend? Is it true? Why are you calling it descent? If you're going to go tell me that the earth is straight up, like the way we look at it, we look at the earth rotating on its axis. Okay. And the map is supposed to be that the north is the top and the south is the bottom. All right. So you can say you're going down. You have to have some type of convention. But you have to study this. In ancient times, when they drew maps, did they put the north on top and the south on the bottom? I don't think so. Especially when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, how do you draw a map of ancient Eretz Yisrael? All of our Sfarim today draw the map based on the common convention is that north, south, east, west, because that's the way the world works. But who says that's the way? And it'll have to go down. Are you going to say that the land of Egypt was a lower depth? I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, but now we have to take a look and see over here. We have some funny words. So we have to go to the book. We have to go to the big book and see what it says over here in Pasuk 25. Perek 37, Pasuk 25. Here we go. 37, 25. We should go ask Tamari. How is she, by the way? How is she doing, Tamari?
She's fine.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Okay, she had a program today.
Baruch Hashem. Good. Vayas. Oh, I'm in the wrong chumash. I like that. I'm in the wrong chumash. 37:25. Let's see what it says over here. Sha'af. Okay, there's a lot of stuff on this over here. Wow. A lot of stuff on this. When it rains, it pours. Okay, the Ascharu Yoshu Saviv, Shazem Mura al Yeshiva Shal Kivias Shenikres Beloshon Mishnah Haseba. Yoshu, they sat in a circle. Okay, so he says over here another word, the Ascharu means Schar. Schar means roundabout. A roundabout. They sat in a circle. Very interesting translation. Vayeshivu means they sat. How did they sit? They sat in a circle. Why does it say they sat in a circle? Why does it say they sat wherever they sat? So he explains that when you sit in a circle, it means you kodeya mokon. There was a kodeyas. They didn't just sit down, you know, grab a snack. And when you sit in a circle, you communicate, you shmooze, you talk, you talk to one another. Very interesting over here what the Targum says. Now, she'aras is chavur sheholchi oirachim. It was that hamila to shura. Okay, I don't know what that means over here. Fine. I don't know what that means. Ar bo'e. Ayin rashi. Okay, now we get to this word, yishmo'elim. The Targum is translating the word, ar bo'e. Ayin rashi. Shagam hukina yishmo'elim ar v'yim. Where does Rashi say this? Here also. What did Rashi say this? Rashi says it means Arvoyim. Let's go back. What does Rashi say? Doesn't say this. What does he say this? What are you talking about? Kitarguma. You see the word Arvoyim? I didn't see the word Arvoyim. I don't know. Maybe later. Maybe somewhere else. Probably one of the other psukim over here. Rashi says this. Rashi. Everyone calls over here the Yishmim called Arvoyim. This is a very, very important pasuk. Evchein Tegim Yenison. Oid Kos Av Rashi. Shnikur B'mikra Arvoyim. Al Shem Shem Shoichnim Bo Arava, they live on the Arava on the plain. Aval, Taisvis Hasholim, Perish Shuloshon His Arvos. Kimasha Kosav, Yodoi Bakol, Viyat Kolba. Ooh, look at that. Vyodshnis Arvu in Bine Kitura. Okay, so we have two Perushim. One Perish is they live in the Arava. The Arava is the lowlands. That's where they come from, the Arava. Number two, the word arva means of erev. Erev means a mixture, a ta'aruvas. Ta'aruvas means a mixture, lashon of ayin resh base. Why are they, now this is unbelievable. It was kedai to wake up today for me, to learn this. What does it mean, why are the Yishmaelim called aravim? Because of the pasuk, yodoi bakol, V'yad kol boy. They're ganovim. They're all over the place. Yodoy, their hands are bakol.
Sounds like scarabs, right?
The yad kol boy, and their hands, everyone is attacking them, and they're attacking, them. Everyone is grabbing. Everyone
that makes sense, Arava, also, because that's their Beersheba, right? Abraham was in Beersheba, and Beersheba is in the Arava.
Avram was in Beersheba, yeah, so yeah, for what?
And that's in the Arava.
Oh, okay, from the lowlands. Okay, that's one interpretation. Arava means lowlands. Arava.
Second. Well, they were the Arabs who lived there, who sealed. All the Bedouins, they sealed.
Fine. The Arava. Second interpretation is the nature of the Yishma'elim is Yodoy Bakol, the Yad Kol Boy. V'hu yihyeh pera odam. Yodoy Bakol, the Yad Kol Boy. There's a mixture, the mishacharein, integrated too much. That's why we translate the word Yishma'elim miloshen ayin reish beis a ta'aroves, a mixture, unbelievable. Okay, let's go for finish it over here. The oishes avu in bnei keturah. Another interpretation that this is also very interesting is because these people they intermingled with bnei keturah. The Yishma'elim had cousins. Who are the cousins? The children from B'nai Keturah. Especially if you want to learn that Keturah was Hagar. If Keturah was Hagar, so they're brothers. That means Yishmael had six brothers. Avraham had from Keturah six children. If you're going to say that Keturah is Hagar, there were seven children. Yishmael and his six brothers. So they're all intermingled. If you want to learn that that it's a different woman, but at least they're cousins, they share the same father. Well, they are half-brothers. They're half-brothers. And they were intermingled. So three perushim, what it means, why they're called Aravim, the Yishma'ilim are called Aravim. All right, fine. Next, and then switch over over here, Sha'af means wax, okay? Shechunas unkelis, shekavonas unkelis, shemen, choshuv, Sha'af, the kavan of unkelis. Well, he said it means wax. No, shemen choshev mevusom hamayul lemeshicha yismer in your body. The chaim tovim yonis manuzil tzori al tzori hamuska benevim hamayul lerefuah v'chmashkos of Rashi unkelis tegim loshen shai v'ulam farish sha'af k'mo yishin ayin vav v'haynu sha'ava v'ulay choyse girsan b'tar b'targum shin ayin vav. Okay, the whole shot where the gear says, "V'emes v'medrash perish mechayis shava v'chein v'tagnis v'mazil k'taf l'asam rabban akvon eitz balsam shemen." Sorry, I'm going to sound like a guitarist. Why should Rabbi Shimon be mad? Sorry, I'm not sure. Taf, I milu him. I will tell his perish the kavurzim kulos l'sraf yitz no eitz. Loite muzgav mishna v'yesh oim shazu shul hagir serak barashi. All right, the details of gear size. We'll leave with that. All right, hopefully we learned at least something today. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening. And Yirtz Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, Eliza. Okay. His name is Aaron Levy Ben Mechtaya. He was stabbed in the lung.
The loins?
In the loins?
Where, the loins or in the chest? Where was he stabbed? The loins or the chest?
In the abdomen. He was in the stomach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And who
did it? You know what I called West Cross Street?
I have no idea.
Shiva on Cross Street.
No idea. Huh? How old is the kid?
15.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
And what's with the... Yeah.
Huh?
What's with the one that stabbed him? What happened? He's in jail?
I don't know, a guy in the yeshiva
was
probably.
They put him in prison? You can't let a guy like this on the streets.
They don't talk about it. It's a juvenile. They don't talk about it.
So juvenile, they also go to jail. This is a terrible crime. No,
they take him home and release him with their parents.
Yeah? You stab someone, you kill someone, you just go home the same day?
Look what happened in New York. You beat them up, you shoot at them, and they let you go.
It doesn't make sense. They should let a kid, like someone that stabs someone, you let them go home? In America?
They don't know the details. Nobody saw him stabbing this, probably. They had to fight in one of the rooms.
Is the kid on psychiatric medication?
You know,
Is this kid on psychiatric? Well, does he have a history? Does he have a history? Is he on psychiatric?
Doesn't say anything.
Nothing. Who knows? All right. So the truth is, if you don't know the details, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. You don't know the details.
But at the same time, there's the story of a woman stabbed her parents in the neighborhood.
Oh, you give
up. Not a Jewish woman, but whatever.
So goyim or goyim? Is that a kasha? What the goyim do? The goyim have a kasha.
Yeah, but what about someone who was sexually abused for 7 years?
Are Jewish from people?
I didn't look at him. It's probably...
So you lock him up. Or
7 years, and they finally... And the guy got 50 years.
You have 50 years? That's it?
15.
15? 15 years for sexually abusing a person for 7 years?
Yeah.
That's...